So, last week, we ran up against everybody's wall, didn't we? So now what are we going to do? You're on one side of the wall, and I'm on the other. Your side of the wall is you want your life to continue. On my side of the wall is your life doesn't continue. And so, on your side of the wall, whatever thing that I have said, you have for the last 15 years, you've transliterated into somehow that what it is saying proves or says that your life continues. So, you continue causing. That's continuation. You continue languaging. That's continuation. You have no idea what emergent means. Oh, except that you call it emergent causing. And you have no idea what the relationships of the individual parts like personal self or personal being or eternal self or illuminated self. You don't know what any of that means, except that it all fits into a line, like getting all your ducks together such that it indicates that you are continuing. You believe in oneness, I do not. And we could go on ad infinitum. So what are we going to do about this? You're on your side of the wall, and if I shout over the wall, you transliterate everything I said, which means that you're not listening to a darn word I'm saying. You're listening to the words you want to hear. And I'm on my side of the wall, and I ain't going to your side of the wall. So, anybody want to comment about that? It seems what we came up against last week was you are not going to leave your side of the wall in any way. In other words, it doesn't. You might sit over there and let's say, all right, Roger, shout over the wall. And if you say anything that I like, well, then maybe I'll accept what you're saying. But you damn well better say that life continues, because that's the only thing I want. Well,
right. So I got a question, Roger.
Okay.
But why just let's see. I got this question for you, cuz I've been exactly there, and last week it was interesting to me to watch Pat and Simone and the many other people who are participating in the conversation come to the same point of just at that point where you said the physical body is your soul, and when your body dies, your soul dies, and you didn't budge from that's it, you're dead. And you even course corrected, I think, a couple times to make sure that we knew you were dead and going nowhere. Why is that so vitally important? Why can't we just say, you know, to my life, I guess if my image has always been that something continues, why is that a problem?
Because you listen very carefully. The universe gives you, in a sense, and when I say this, it isn't really the universe, but let's say the universe presents itself in several ways. And the ways that it presents itself is that that you continue. It also presents itself as you do not continue. Do you presume that there are, let's say, positive and negatives in both of those? Well, let's assume that. But you won't take anything I say as being what I'm saying so that you can discover any advantages of saying, well, wait a minute. Okay, what if life doesn't continue? What if I don't continue? Are there any advantages in that? Are there any hopes and real pluses in that, because you've already decided that in any form, anything other than that you continue is a negative.
Right. So, I mean, like, here's this question, see. If I don't continue, then if there are benefits, it must be for everybody else, but not for me, because I don't continue, right?
All right, let's assume that. So?
Right, so then we get to a point quickly of I think in most people's mind, they shut down because, well, then if it's not, you know, of a benefit to them, then what matter does it make, or something like that, I'm guessing. It's a scary proposition, I suppose, to not continue.
Okay.
And but no, no
but then all I said to you, all I said last week was, you won't even entertain the proposition in order to gain or an understanding of the benefits. What if there are greater benefits in not continuing than there are in continuing?
I guess, yeah, this is where I was wanting us to go in our conversation. I was wanting to find out that.
No, I am not going to try and tell you of the benefits. That's what I said last week. Unless, because what you're doing is to say, I'm going to hang on to continuing, and I am going to distort everything you say, and therefore you can't hear or know or understand. But let me ask you a question. If you are ill, are there any real benefits in continuing your illness? If you are angry or upset, are there any real benefits in continuing your anger and upset? If you don't like the life you're living, is there any advantage in continuing the life that you are living? If you are in any way discontent, are there any advantages in continuing your discontent? You can stop me anytime you want to, because we're saying this.
You got a question, right?
What?
So those were things about my life, but I was in there. So maybe that's not an advantage in those, continue those things, but I think the thing we come up against last week was that you don't continue. I don't continue. That's the issue, right?
But you don't know what you even that I am talking about, and you certainly don't know what you are talking about.
And that's the, yep, that's another.
Okay, then what you are you talking about that you want to continue? You see, I destroyed that because nobody could deal with this for a long period of time, so they invented soul and said, well, okay, you, Andrew, don't continue, but your eternal, everlasting, divine soul continues. Whew.
See, because if you put everlasting and divine adjectives in there, it really makes it work, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what you want. Well, then your everlasting divine anger continues.
I mean, they're going to say everlasting and divine has no anger, right?
It doesn't make any difference. Now what you're trying to do is to munch the words around to gain an understanding, or to prove that, okay, well, okay, it's not that, but it's something, it continues. What if it doesn't continue? Do you want your illnesses to continue?
No.
Do you want your pleasures to continue?
Maybe.
Well, wait a minute. Cocaine is a pleasure. Do you want to keep that up? Pot's a pleasure. Do you want to keep that up? Tell me when I say something that you want to continue. And if you can, in any of these things, tell me something that you want to continue, then maybe we have a beginning point. But I would suspect that no matter what we bring up in this regard, you would always say, no, I don't want that to continue. No, not that.
But what about you know, happiness, content?
Do you want your happiness of the moment to continue?
No. Why not?
Because as it was said in the background there, no, because your happiness of the moment is only of the moment, and if you continued that ad infinitum, it would be boring as hell. You don't even want your pleasures to continue, your joys. You don't want your relationships to continue. There is nothing in your life that you can say that, in essence, you want to continue, in my opinion.
Right. Does anybody else have
one? Yes, but yet, not knowing the you that I want to continue, it's a vague thing of, too, I want more life. But then, yet, what does more life mean?
But more life still applies to a something. What is the something that you want more life of? And I'll guarantee you that even if you bring that up, Sally, or try to describe that somewhere along the line you're likely to say, well, no, yeah, I guess you're right, I don't want that. Well, what is it that you're struggling so hard in your life to continue? That's the point.
Yeah, and I don't even have any words or way to describe it. Just, I don't know, expressing, creating.
What?
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
That's the point. You're using language. You're languaging. Okay. Rather than using language to describe what it is you want to continue.
Right, but what I observed last week is I don't know that people cared as so much as there was something of them that continued.
What?
Don't know, I'm just saying something. That's all.
What? Maybe you're better off not to continue the same old what shit crap.
See, so right, that's what I guess we never get to in this conversation because we deadlock with you on that, yeah.
And you deadlock that because no matter what I say, it's kind of like I've been talking to you guys about emergent for 15 years. And you convert emergent into emergent causing, because causing seems to indicate a continuation. You're causing the continuation of your stuff. And so that when I use the word emergent, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Okay, well, here's the impasse that we're on.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
You don't have to cover this yet, but you've said this twice so far in the intro here. You've said that we are trying to you said that we keep trying to cause, and continuing is cause. But I don't have an image, actually. I'd like to know your image of the difference between what you think we think and what your image of, like, emergent is and cause. Because I don't see, you know, the
urgent. Emergent means ex nihilo, from nothing. Your idea of emergent causing means that there is something in and of you that you continue in some way or another.
Yeah, even if I picture a gap, but I think that there's some unformed, like something that isn't, like an electron that is something but it's not anything. If I even think that kind of stuff, then I'm still looking at a continuing.
That's right, because all you're doing in that regard is saying, well, okay, Roger, I don't continue, but something of me in some different and other form continues, and that's okay. There is no empirical evidence whatsoever for your belief in continuancing.
There's an experience I seem to be holding on to. Not that the experience makes that true, but I guess I base my beliefs on the will.
There is no experience of continuing.
Well, I guess that's kind of what you've always said, in fact.
That's right. It's kind of like, Max Planck, who said, wait a minute, we experience energy as a continuous action or flow or emotion or etc., but it's actually discontinuous. The problem is that the quanta or particle or photon, say, of light is so small and the spaces are so small that we seem to experience that as a continuation, but it's not.
Right.
Roger?
Yes, Simone?
It's been beginning in you a more appropriate expression.
I didn't hear, I don't quite understand what you mean.
You know, we earlier said that actually we don't go on, but we do begin anew each time.
Okay, let's assume that that's the case.
Like you mentioned now, the picture of a movie frame. So one thing is finished, and a new thing begins.
Okay, so they don't continue at all. We in our mind continue them, but they are not continuous. Each moment in your life, each ensuing moment, following moment, supplants the previous moment. But that is such a short time span that it seems continuous, or that one flows into the next moment. That's not true. And so therefore, if we expand that to say, okay, well, let's not talk about moments. Living in the moment is too small to talk about. Let's talk about lifetime. Let's stretch it out. And that's all I've done. I've stretched it out to say from one lifetime to the next, it is not continuous. One lifetime supplants the previous lifetime in the same way as each moment supplants the previous lifetime, previous moment.
So each lifetime is ensuing the last one.
Is what?
Ensuing?
No. Oh, well, if you want to use ensuing as each lifetime supplants or takes the place of the previous lifetime, yes.
Yes, that's the way I meant it. Yeah.
Okay.
So is it then like in the movie frame that if you look back over knowable lifetimes, that we see that it seems to us that it's a continuation, but it's always a new beginning.
All right. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oh, yes, there is something, because you aren't willing to look at it from that perspective, at a frame, at a time, and then say, then maybe that is the same if we expand that into lifetime at a time. And maybe there are serious advantages in that.
Yes, they do. But I tried to bring things together that were in my mind before that we spoke of.
But the worst problem that your whole life, everything in your life, instead of living as you truly desire, is living in some way to hopefully ensure your continuation. You believe in God, you believe in first causing, you believe in oneness, and you hope to do the right thing such that God will give you continuation, or like the Egyptian says, that when you meet your judgment, that your heart will be weighed against a feather. Whatever you do in life, it is never living as you truly desire, but living hopefully in some way to gain continuation. Well, I prepared a little something to read, let's see where this goes. What is the nature of nature? Well, the nature of something is a creative and controlling agent or force or principle that is operating within or upon something, determining wholly or chiefly its existence, its constitution, and its activities. I know, that's a lot of shit. Okay. Obviously, the creative and controlling agent of nature that determines the nature of nature is time and space. Simply because every aspect of nature occurs in time and space. And this is true of you as well. So let's consider what this means to you. Einstein communed time and space as space-time. But since space, and this is a correct definition, since space is merely a measure of time, Einstein's space-time is actually a space of time. And since time is to you, as you infer or mind time to be in each instant, the creative and controlling agent operating in and upon you, that is determined. Oh, come on, somebody!
Whoever just dinged back in, it's them.
Yep, I agree.
It started when that last ding happened.
Yep.
Who just dinged in?
I have no idea.
Well, you brought it back with you, and if it's Angela and you're driving a car and you just came back in, then close it out. You can pick this up some other time. I can't go through the whole evening with that static.
They're gone.
Okay.
Would you just please read the last line again? Thanks.
Obviously, the creative and controlling agent of nature that determines the nature of nature is time and space. Simply because every aspect of nature occurs in time and space. And this is true of you as well. So let's consider every aspect of you that we could know or understand or talk about or anything else occurs in time and space. If it occurs outside of time and space, we can't know it. So it doesn't matter. So let's see what this means. Now, Einstein communed time and space as space-time, put the two together. But since space is merely a measure of time, that's a correct definition. Space is a measure of time. Einstein's space-time is actually a space of time. And since time is to you as you infer or mind time to be in each instant, the creative and controlling agent operating in and upon you, which is the nature of you, which determines your constitution and activities and your true nature, is a space of nonce-time. Because nonce-time is for this occasion. So in each occasion, the space of nonce-time for you, as you mind that to be, is your true nature. And that is true of your eternal nature as well. Now, does anybody understand any of that? And if you don't, I don't really care, because that's true. That's the way it goes. All right, let's go on from that, even if you don't understand it. Since eternal does not, N-O-T, eternal does not mean continuing to eternity, for that means immortality, and I've told you that a gazillion zillion times. Eternal means recurring, and recurring does not mean reoccurring, Because reoccurring means something that is continuous, that is recurring over and over and over again. Eternal means recurring. Recurring ex nihilo, from nothing. And does not mean reoccurring, which would mean immortality. Or not dying, which is what you really want. Recurring indicates that if you want to continue, if you want to continue on your side of the wall, or if you want some aspect of your being to continue, then believe it or not, you are eternal only as you in this life renew and reoccur yourself. As you renew and recur yourself as eternal. And a new and different you in another life accesses and continues you. Is that okay? Unfortunately, you won't even live the self and life you want to renew and recur, such that just as you began as a condition that was everything but nothing particular or significant, and you could not be known or even distinguished, since you will not live as you eternally choose or desire, you will again, and you will not access yourself, because that's not what you want. You won't access yourself. You will return to that condition which was everything but nothing in particular or significant. And in that, then you could not and you will not be known or even distinguished. In other words, wait a minute. What we're saying here in this is you are responsible today. If you want to continue, you are responsible today to create your continuance. Because otherwise, you will again become imperceptible and evanescent. Evanescent means you will vanish or pass away from being sensed. Doesn't mean you will pass away from being, but you will pass away from being sensed. Sort of like a vapor that just passes away. If you want to continue or be recurring, eternal, and have access, you must live and recur yourself as eternal today. Words and hopes are not sufficient, and faith is inadequate. You cannot just speak the words of reoccurring or re-existing or continuing. You can't just speak those words and say, okay, then I'm reoccurring, reoccurring. It ain't going to happen. So what you do is you actually believe in faith, hope, and charity or trust or something that somehow or other God will grant you continuation. And that's not true. You grant yourself some form of continuation or not. Okay with that? We lose everybody?
No.
Okay with that. I'm okay with that.
So what I'm trying to get you to do then is to stop saying on your side of the wall, saying, I want to continue. God will continue me. He'll give me salvation and resurrection and I'll continue. Hooray for me. If I'm faithful and if I continue all the right words and I do all the right things, then I'll earn and be granted forgiveness and continuation. Crap shit. That's what religion has told you for 10,000 years. 75,000 years. What if all of a sudden that's not true? It never was, so it's not all of a sudden. It never was true. What if you can have continuation only if you are willing to give yourself something worth continuing? Something that you want to continue. You want to continue, but you're not living a life and self that you want to continue. Doesn't that sound foolish? Well, where do you want to go from here? Do you want to go back and start this thing all over again? I'm willing to do that. Well, okay, nobody wants to comment, then we'll just do that. We'll start, because we've never gotten past page 4 anyway.
Actually, Roger, I would like to say something.
Good.
You are quite distinct, not saying you don't wish to continue doing something. It's
what?
Something we wish to continue.
What did you say?
You quite specifically said something we wish to continue.
Yes.
Not we continue doing, correct?
Okay. Yes, this is correct. Is there any aspect of you that you, at the present time, would wish to continue eternally? What I said before, and this gets into so many aspects, that maybe I'll go there for a minute. Okay, I'll follow you up, Maren. So listen very carefully. Can everybody understand that the past is gone? Don't argue with me, just listen. The past is gone. This is what the world says. The past is gone. Ain't nothing you can do about that. I may agree or disagree, but that's beside the point. The world says the past is gone and there's nothing you can do about that, and you believe that that is true. But we'll add to that. Therefore, the past for you is only as you imagine today that it was. You use your memories, put those memories together, and say, that was my past. That's the way it was. That's it. You imagine it was. Okay. The world says, wait a minute. If you understand that, then you got to understand that the future hasn't arrived. Therefore, your future, well, it's only as you imagine you will be. And that's true. But you see, they've never carried it quite this far. So then that means that between the imagined past and the imagined future is a present. Do you understand that the present is for you only as you imagine it to be? Wait a minute. If that's the case, the past, present, and future of your life and everything in your life, or continuation or not continuation, is only as you imagine it to be. Now, when I say imagine, it is the image you have, not the act of imagining. Tell me your image, I'll tell you your life. Tell me your image, I'll tell you yourself. Don't tell me what you are imagining. No, don't tell me you're imagining. Tell me what it is that you are imagining. What is the image? Your life only goes on, or is in your life today, the image that you imagine. It isn't what you do. No matter what you do, your life is 100% founded on the image, past, present, or future, that you carry of yourself. Well, if you want to continue, it would seem to me then, by God, carry the image you want to continue. You see? No, you carry the image that you want to continue so that maybe you can be that someday. Why not carry the image that you want to continue, and you would find that you are that. Remember?
Are you suggesting here that if I carry an image that I don't want to continue, I won't access it and I won't continue it?
No, if you carry an image you don't want to continue, then that's the image you have, and you will continue what you don't want.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Huh? And that's what we're doing. Where are we doing that? Well, let's see now. You're carrying an image that you will die. All you're doing in saying, I will continue, is hoping to try to cover up the image that you will die.
The truth. Well, yeah, because the rules of continuance are that all my crappy stuff must be with me.
Well, that's right. So you'll continue, if you continue, all your crappy stuff.
Yep.
So that's not the real image. The real image is you're going to die and have done all that crappy stuff.
Wait a minute. I want to go back just a half second there. Are you suggesting that I will continue crappy stuff just for the sake of continuing holding on to anything?
Of course. You would continue. You will continue your anger even if you say you don't want it, just to maintain continuance.
Oh,
I've
never thought of that one before.
That's right. But you think, oh, no. God will forgive me. Well, I'm sorry. You've now put God into the mix of all of this, and so now your whole base of continuance is based on God, whether he will forgive you or not. If he doesn't, well, there we are. We're back to, if he doesn't forgive you, if you don't get the grace of God, then you don't continue. Do you see how the dilemma you got yourself into?
Yeah. Do I only know my continuance through particularizations?
Well, of course. That was the point. In the beginning, you were everything but nothing, and you struggle to become something. And now that you've become something, you put yourself into jeopardy of good, bad, right, wrong in that. But what you want is you want the good stuff to continue and the bad stuff to be forgiven. But who's going to do that? So then you create a God to do that. Then you create the God that then, if you're continuing, you're continuing as God desires, not as you desire, and you have to do the right stuff in order to get God's blessing in order to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And since that's been going on for 5,000, 7,000 years, you say, well, it must be right, right? It must be true. Well, people have thought that from the get-go. That's a proof of your continuance, continuing. So, let's start over again. See, I'm only trying to get you up on the wall. Sit up on the wall for a minute. Get off of your damn commitment to continue. Get up on the wall and say, well, maybe yes, maybe no. I'll allow that, whatever, because you can get back on your side of the wall. You won't come to my side of the wall. We understand that. But maybe you're at least willing to sit up on the wall and pay attention. Once upon a ninth time, as a condition, well, you were everything, yet nothing. I guess we could ask, do you want that to continue? Nothing particular or significant. And you could not be known or even distinguished. Do you want that to continue? From random stirrings of this condition, you coalesced as a concept. And you sensed yourself as a concept. Do you want that concept to continue? But what concept were you? Now, emergent from sensing yourself and living as a concept was a self-image of personal self. You do not know, understand, or accept the meaning of emergent. Or please explain that passage. Emergent from sensing yourself as one constituent and living as a concept as another constituent was a self-image or personal self. And that self-image or personal self did not occur as you sensed yourself to be, and did not occur as you lived yourself as a concept to be. The self-image or personal self was different, other, greater, whatever, than anything in the constituents. In other words, the act of sensing yourself, whatever that was, whatever you sensed, whatever you did to sense yourself, in terms of emergent, was no longer a part of your life. You were now a personal self. And how you lived as that concept was no longer a part of yourself. You were now a personal self. Voila! Nothing that you were is ever a part of what you are. Gee, golly, whiz. That means no matter whatever you were, whatever you did, gosh, has been forgiven. Well, it wasn't really forgiven, because that implies some judgment and then forgive you. It implies an intentional universe. No, no, no. The way the universe operates, it never judged you in the first place. It allowed you to take advantage of the emergent quality or aspect of the universe so that you could be an entirely new, different, separate personal self. Whew. And you didn't have to look back to overcome, well, that concept you had, or the way you lived that or expressed that. You didn't have to overcome that. You didn't have to undo that. You didn't have to do that just right. You are now a personal self. Wow! Neato! And it was nothing you had to do to earn that. Maybe except sort of realize it. Now, at this point then, a physical body was prepared for you by your body's parents. Okay. If your parents didn't provide you with a body, and you wanted continuance, or continuation, then that body would be full of continuing all the old crap. Damn, you mean the universe gave me a brand new, fresh body that I could be something? And in being something then, all that old stuff wouldn't be there? Yeah, ain't that neat? No, 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 no. You think you chose your parent, and you have all of these defects in your DNA, which then say, oh, this is the way you are. Naughty boy. And you, no, 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 that didn't occur. Your parents got together. And it had nothing to do with you. Created a brand new, fresh body for you. Okay, hey, this is neato. You get to do that, and you haven't carried into that body or into that life any of the crap shit that you thought about yourself or imaged about yourself or the stuff you live. Good, bad, right or wrong or indifferent. It doesn't really matter. You got a fresh start. Wow. And your parents gave you that fresh start. Well, what you then did is made that body yours. You functioned it and did it in your ways. Well, okay, then what you've done in that then is if you've carried on your old crap, you've carried it into that old crap into your body. But don't blame me. Don't blame the universe, don't blame God, don't blame your parents. You did it. But emergent from the communion of your personal self, remember that was personal self, had nothing to do with anything downstream or upstream, excuse me. Didn't have any, the personal self didn't have anything to do with anything upstream. It was your personal self or your self-image. And the body, which had nothing to do with you upstream, you got two fresh, new, complete aspects of yourself. free of all the crap that was there before. It's free of the old pleasures because you can create your pleasures anew.
Okay.
And out of that, the communion of that self and that body, you became a personal being. The problem is, are you willing to be a personal being in your own right as you are? Or are you willing to be a personal being as your parents tell you were? Or as your ancestors tell you were? Or your memories tell you were? Wow. You mean I can be a personal being in my own right? Well, yeah, I think you can. Well, that's where you are right now. What I try to do then is go the next, get you to go to the next step. And the next step is through the awareful communication of your personal self and the eternal history of your body's ancestors. Remember I said in the DNA, your body was made by your parents, and your parents were made by your grandparents, and your grandparents by their grandparents, and etc., etc., etc. That your body has an eternal backstory. Wait a minute. I think I also said, and this seems to be true, that if you think you want to that you are eternal into the future, then look at the past, because if you are eternal into the future, then you can see that you are eternal into the past. If you're in doubt about your future, but you say, well, you've always been eternal, then gee whiz, then I guess that means I'll be eternal into the future. Well, that's okay. But how were you eternal into the past? Well, if you follow your body back, you were somebody different and new in every lifetime. You were not your parents. Your parents were not their parents. And their parents were not their parents. And their parents were not their parents. You have this eternal, historic ancestry behind you. And nobody in any of that was anybody else. Nobody continued. And yet, if you look back at yourself and access that, you begin to understand, wait a minute, that means my body being ever different and anew is eternal. It's eternally recurring. Nothing is reoccurring, but the body is eternally recurring. Somewhere along the line, you've got to change your opinion and wording of what is going on here. So that means then that in fact, your body is eternal. It has an eternal past, so that it is eternal into the future. But that eternal past is renewed anew and different in every generation. Nothing carries on. But the DNA, which is not a something that is something per se, the DNA allows you to follow and see that discontinuous body of grandfather and grandmother and great-grandfather and great-grandmother. None of that body of any of them carried on. But something weird carried on that was not either your grandfather. Your DNA is not you. Your grandfather, your grandmother, or your great-great, or anything else. So you can say, well, that means that life carried on, or life continued. But I continued, well, I didn't really continue. I was discontinuous in continuous life. So life continued, you do not want life. You did not continue. But you distorted that from life continued in you to your life continues. No. Life continues, which has nothing to do with you, in fact. And you continue within that life, and that's the nature of you. You see? And that's all right. because it grants you serious advantages. Oh, what advantage is that? Well, no judge. Yeah, sure.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, okay. Just curious. So if I don't continue, but there's some recurring.
But life is continuing. You don't continue.
Right. I'm just curious why life doesn't recur instead of continue.
Well, what is going on here in this regard is life presents itself to you. All things in the universe present yourself to you as continuing or recurring.
Okay.
So, I'm granting you, since you're so concerned about life continuing, then you can see that life is continuing, as you would say, well, from the Big Bang till now, then life or something continued. Life continues, and it presents you that. You can look at that and really see that continuing life, like every moment, is really only a recurring or recurrent life, because each moment of life supplants the preceding moment. It's just a matter of how you are willing to look at that. But I will grant you then that you can look at it. Life is recurring, life is continuing. And let's say you're riding the wave of life's continuing, but you don't continue.
Okay.
Life is also,
thank you,
in that regard, like each moment. It appears to be continuing, but each moment when you really, 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 really look at it, or like each frame of a picture, is in fact merely taking the place of the preceding frame. So
that's what I wanted to know. Okay. Thank you.
So when you begin to see the historical ancestors of your body, and you put that together, you have a personal self now, and you begin to see the eternalness of your body. When you commune the eternalness of the body by being aware of its ancestors with the personal self, then you begin to see yourself and sense or feel yourself as an eternal self. But that eternal self is emergent from the two constituents, meaning that in that case, then your eternal self is not the ancestors, because the ancestors are in the constituent, but all of a sudden out of that is not the ancestors. The eternal self is entirely something different, and the eternal self is not the personal self that you communion out of your concept either. Each step of recurring in that way is a brand new you. And there is no carryover, no repentance, no amends, no unforgiveness, no guilt, no judgments that you have to deal with. Well, take all of that crap out of your life. Doesn't that feel a little freeing? Well, that's what I'm trying to get you to do. And that's where we got to up to now. If anything has made any changes, that's where we got up to last week, and we hit your wall. So, okay, maybe I want you to get up on a wall and sit there. Because where we ended up was that having visions and stories of your ancestors indicated you had, in a sense, by gaining access, and by the way, gaining that access is through entanglements. In other words, all those ancestors were entangled in a pattern, and your DNA then gave you access to that. Go read book 1A. because the universe is expressing these things or giving you these things very clearly, but you got to understand what emergent means from the beginning. Ex nihilo, from nothing, meaning that the wetness of water and all the properties of water occur that don't occur in the constituents. So even water itself doesn't occur in hydrogen and oxygen. It appears ex nihilo, from essentially nothing. Oh, the nothing is, it appears to be something as hydrogen and oxygen, but it's got no waterness about it. So yeah, water appears, is emergent, ex nihilo, from nothing. There's nothing you can say, well, it was back here somewhere. And then out of that, all the properties of water, they didn't come from anywhere. They appeared ex nihilo as well. So in each step along the way, then, if you are willing to give up on, oh, the old shit's got to continue, you're willing to do that and to get rid of that and see that you are offered a life anew and recurring life anew in that regard, then you have the advantages and the immensity of life anew in every lifetime. Then, by the way, you can, in that way, then have access through your body's DNA to every ancestor. Let's take the next lifetime. Oh, wait a minute, I got a new body. Well, that's a new access to more ancestors. And you get to choose and access those lives and access that understanding and access that awareness. Like I said yesterday or last week, wisdom has nothing to do with having the right answers. The wisdom of you is in having access. If I give you access, which is what the universe says, what else do you need? God says he will give you what you desire, but you have to pay a price for that. Worship God. Be faithful, be truthful, be understanding, do the right thing. And then God, at his own graces, will give you what you desire. Wait a minute. The universe has said, I'll give you access. So would you rather have what you desire, or would you rather have access to everything or anything you desire? That's what the universe gives you, access. And it says no charge, no worship, no penance, no repentance, no judgment, no nothing, nothing. It's yours. Take it. Well, wait a minute. Have you ever considered God won't give you access to him? God that is supposed to give you everything and give you this continuing life and everything you desire says, wait a minute. I'm unknown and unknowable. I give you nothing. I won't let you have access to me at all. Get the hell away. And the universe says, wait a minute, I'll give you access to everything I am. No charge. No cost. Okay. So, here we are. Well, maybe there is a cost. Maybe you've got to give up this idea of continuing. But then maybe you do continue. Maybe something continues, but it ain't you. But maybe you do continue. Supposing, for instance, then that I regressed you into a past life, as some of you have experienced that. And there you are, wandering around in this past life. When we do that the first time, you say, well, yeah, I was sort of part of that, but I wasn't really part of that because I, well, okay. But supposing I regressed you into a past life that, and I, we could do that, if, but it's your resistance that keeps you out of that. So regress you into a past life that is so, so fresh and so complete as your memories of yourself in life today? Would you not then, when you experienced yourself today, say, well, you know, my life today is just a continuation of that life before? So, the issue is, it wasn't you. I regress you into this past life, but I made it as fresh for you as you are today, and then it is wholly as much in your image a continuation of you, that you could follow that lifetime and transition into your life today. But it wasn't you. It was your great-grandfather, maybe, or whatever. The life that you didn't know. Would that be okay? So then, in your life today, well, I'm continuing! Hooray, hooray, hooray! But you weren't continuing. You could say, I sense myself wait a minute. Not only then did you not continue, but you sense yourself continuing, but didn't do that. You even get to sense the self that continues. You get to choose the past life or the lives, etc., and construct an image of those lives any way you want, so that you then in that are constructing yourself today. What the hell's wrong with that? As you imagine those lives, you imagine yourself continuing those lives, you imagine yourself you are today. So, but gee whiz, then you don't have to live with the old crap that you might have lived at one time before. You get to imagine yourself anew and afresh in every moment if you want, but certainly in every lifetime. Or maybe, like Gail says in the passages, well, you could imagine yourself in one way in one early passage of this lifetime, then another way in another passage, and another way. You could be living three continuous lives that are all different in this lifetime. And they all seem continuous, but they're not. But you have your continuousness. You have every advantage. What? You know, wait a minute. You have more than just your advantage, because you get to pick what continues and what doesn't continue. Nobody ever gave you that option before, but the universe has always given you that option. Well, so, having visions and stories of your ancestors indicated you had bypassed, see, this is the point, bypassed your interfering memories. You have a tendency to put things into memories and say, well, if I'm continuing, then it's got to be a continuation of memories. No. Bypass the memories. Let your heart continue by memories. Let your breathing continue by memories. Let your pancreas continue. Let every aspect of your body continue by memories. That's the advantage of memories. But let's have you function by memory to access whatever you truly desire through entanglements and memory to gain awareness of whatever you truly desire. Wait a minute now. If I access whatever I truly desire, well, that's what I want, that right there. You would soon find out that as soon as you communion with that, you're greater or other than that, because that you just chose in that regard, or that you imaged in your mind, becomes a constituent. And through emergent, well, you're that, but you're a whole lot more than that. What the heck is wrong with that? continue, and you have to solve your freaking problems. You got to overcome, heal, fix, make up, make amends for, gain forgiveness, undo. None of that the universe requires of you. But it does require that, wait a minute, maybe what it requires of you is that you live a self and life today that you even want to continue. Oh, you mean if I live a self and life today that I want to continue, and I flag that with emotions, wow, then maybe in the next lifetime, through I'm following the pathway of entanglement, the emotions of that, or the excitement of that, boy, hey, that I, if I've lived that I really want, I'll have that life and a whole lot more. Wait a minute. Let's get down to brass tacks here. If you would like to paint like Michelangelo, and I've said this example before, wouldn't that be exciting? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. If you could play like Mozart, wow, wouldn't that be good? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. But in both instances, when Michelangelo played as Michelangelo and Mozart played and composed as Mozart, it became boringly ordinary. Oh, wait a minute. No, it'd be exciting. No, after you've done it and done it and done it, it becomes boringly ordinary. So if you want yourself and life to continue, whatever you continue would become boringly ordinary. You never thought about that. So what life says, hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'll give you a way through entanglement and emergent and these things to carry you along as life continues, you do not, and through reoccurring in this way, so that each life or each lifetime, instead of carrying on to boring ordinary, each life starts out exciting and passionate. Oh. See, you're looking for passion in your life. You're looking back, well, what can I do? Well, anything you can do is ordinary. No passion about that. Well, there could be, but you have to then do what you can do in an entirely different way for it to be passionate. Otherwise, hey, I've just painted my 3,000th picture. I've thrown my 300th pot. No matter what you do, I've wrote 2,000 poems. I'm bored to death. So life says, look, I got a deal here. I'll continue and I'll carry you along, but you will reoccur in every different lifetime, and so you can start with excitement and passion every time and live that excitement and passion every time. And if you go out of excitement and passion at every time, then, whoa, gee whiz, will reoccur. You see, Einstein says, what the hell is going on here? And he climbed upon a light wave, and he went through the universe. And the light wave carried him along. As he carried them along, he was beginning to understand things that he never understood before. So, are you willing to climb on to the wave of life continuing? And you are recurring, and you get the excitement, the awareness, the understanding like Einstein had, because you're on the continuing wave of life. But you want to continue, not the life continuing, then you put the screws to yourself. Whew. Now, does that answer your question, Marin? Did we lose everybody? Have I talked for 45 minutes and everybody's gone?
Hello, hear it again. Again?
So it's the image you have, not the doing. The life will continue and carry you along. Get on board like Einstein got on a light wave. Get on board of life. Let life continue. And while you're on that, that's okay. You recur. Nothing about you is the same.
Okay, so are you saying the image you carry is the, what, the thing around which the recurring gravitates or memory?
No.
Meaning, I guess I was just curious. You were talking a little bit about emotion here and emotion there on this thing or that thing. But what is, how?
And Marin's question was it about the image and not the doing? Mm-hmm. What I've tried to express is, yes, it is the image. It is that, not the doing per se. Can you...
Right. I guess I'm curious.
Go ahead.
Well, I just, when you were talking about how I have the choice of what I recur and what I don't recur.
No, I didn't say that. Not okay. Let me ask you another question.
Yeah, go for it.
If everything in your life is about your image, can you see that the image does not contain in and of itself judgment?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, but if the action of imagining, then the action contains the judgment.
Okay.
Can you understand that there is no choice in the image, but there is choice in imagining?
Maybe.
Why?
Maybe. An image is a noun, is a thing?
No, listen very carefully. Let's go back again. Let's back up again for the moment. Having created his personal self, you did, then you begin having visions and stories of your ancestors. You didn't create the images and the visions. You had them because they were emergent.
Right, okay.
And they're emergent from the prior constituent. And they were something. So there are no choices in imagination or the images, but there are choices in imagining. Now, what I'm saying is that if you understand the offering of emergent and the offering of entanglement, then through that you are no longer making choices in your life. If you understand that, then you begin to understand why I said you only have one choice in life. And that essentially, that choice is, will you live what I'm talking about, or will you live continuing? If you live continuing, you will live continuing choices. If you live what we're talking about, you can begin living the images and the self-emergent and the advantages of entanglements, which expand you without making choices in that regard, and without you then constantly judging in order to choose the right. There's your choice. One choice. And if you make that choice, then you can begin living self-evidently in that regard, and through entanglements and emergent, you can constantly expand yourself, and in that expansion, you're not choosing.
Okay, just so you know, I feel like I'm almost with you. I just don't quite have it all.
I don't just...
I'm almost there.
Okay. But what to do is that when you do that, you owe, the universe has opened itself to you, and you got to stay on that openness. It opens you through eternal, not being continuous. Get off of that. That it opens to you through understanding of emergent and entanglements in that regard. It opens to you not through imagining, then it becomes an illusion, but imagination. In other words, the picture itself, not the act of picturing. And when you understand that, that's about only four things, maybe a few other things that how they interact and etc. Well, get off of languaging too, by the way. Because languaging in and of itself is a sequential continuing. So, but you can use language to describe your images, not your action of imaging, but your images. And in that, through your images, you know yourself and I know you. And in that, then, those images, through emergent, create greater images. But you didn't do it. The images you have, communion together, become like the constituents of water or hydrogen, oxygen, and out of that, then, greater images occur. And all you have to do in that regard is, through entanglements, pick whatever constituent you want. But that's not a choice. That's an image. Image whatever constituent you want. It isn't choosing.
I think maybe that's where I'm a little fuzzy in the idea of the one I want. I usually think of as choosing. So that's why I don't quite grasp.
Because look. Mm-hmm. Up to now, when I say pick what you want, you think, well, I gotta pick, let's say, what I want to be or become, and that's a that's a choosing process. No, pick who you are willing to be.
And, Roger, choosing also means that we think there is some set selection that we have to choose from and no other options. Is that fair to say?
That's correct. And so in that, then you think, well, if that's the case, I chose from this, then that was the potential within me, and then you just threw away emergent and all the concepts of emergent, you threw away entanglements, because, and if you say, oh, well, that was within me, you look within, you think that's all within you, and you just look at that as a continuing. I want you to look outside of yourself and realize that the universe, as I've said a zillion times, offers you no opportunities. You have nothing to choose from. You have no potential. You are what you are living, end of discussion. Because those things that you can image are not you until you image them. An opportunity is not an opportunity until you opportunity it. You're not choosing. God damn it, if you get away from causing, creating, choosing, deciding, and etc., hey, isn't that what makes up your judgment? I gotta get the right one! No. Universe doesn't care. Hello, anybody? Can I get anybody to climb the wall with me?
Yeah. I just couldn't think of what to say.
That's awesome.
Okay. Well, though you don't seem to realize it or believe it, your body today reveals its eternal nature. In other words, through the ancestor, the visions, the images, and etc., and you can access any of that that you truly desire. And your body is what you refer to as your eternal soul. That's where we ended up in a halt right there. Because you would say, okay, but everything dies, and I want something that goes on. And this is where we created this soul stuff several thousand years ago, saying, well, everybody wants something to go on, so let's give them a soul. Okay, you're a soul. You got one of those things. You, as a physical being, die as your body dies, but your soul goes on. Wait a minute. How would you like to create your soul anew rather than your soul carrying all the baggage? What do you think your soul is, a porter? I carry all my baggage for me. I don't want to forget it. Could I have a new porter?
How about a new bag?
This is what entanglements and emergent and all of this is offering you. You don't carry your old baggage with you. And you don't believe that your pleasures are baggage, do you? I got news for you. You're only pleasured because finally it's better than it has been. And so your image is really not about the pleasure. Your image is really about, boy, it's so much better than it was. So even if you're pleasured about something, or excited about something, or joyful about something, in most instances, it's really an attempt to overcome the crappy image. So I carry my pleasures on, and you carry the crappy image that you're now overcoming. You're kidding. In the same way as, if you're cured of cancer, are you a cancer survivor? No! Simply because you're still carrying the image of what you think you've overcome. So the old crap is still there. You survived it. And that old crap that you survived is what's driving you in life, still. So, you may not have cancer. You may die before cancer reoccurs, but your life sucks, your relationships suck, and you have gastroenteritis. It doesn't matter what it is. It'll take some form or another, because even in your pleasures or your goods or your rights or your morals and etc., the real image that you're struggling with is, well, it's a hell of a sight better than it was yesterday. And where did that come from? Oh, your memories! You remember how it was yesterday? Yeah, boy, it sucked. So, when you get out of memories, like we said here, when the images start showing up, that shows that you bypassed your memories and went directly into memory as supported by entanglement. As you then begin understanding the immensity of yourself. Wait a minute, I don't really mean the immensity of yourself. I mean the immensity of access that you have. And that's the immensity of you. Well, okay, then in that case we have to get rid of this dang body. That is, I mean, your soul, that's somebody foisted on you, because language might describe this, but you can't language these things in using the language in that way. So it says soul that carries on, and we got to get rid of that, because but you don't want to get rid of that because you want that carry on. Well, I'm sorry, your soul is your body. What you do to your body, or with your body, you do to your soul, or with your soul. Oh, hey, that's right. I guess so. So, that means, wait a minute. That kind of means that whatever you do in the physical, temporary life, you do unto your eternal being. Well, I guess that's right. I guess that means that your body is your soul, is your eternal being. Do you want to carry that on? Do you want to keep doing the same crap that you've been doing over and over and over again? until you have no excitement or passion for that? I don't think so. Because remember what we said before, just like, or I said, on my side of the road, wall, I shouted it over the wall, that all of this is like a self-replicating particle that creates particles which create the original particle. You can create lives or tap into lives through access in that regard, and each those lives becomes constituents and of emergent, and out of that then they create you more than you ever imagined when you chose a life. And entanglements and memory, bypassing memories, leave your memories to your body. You live your memory. And in that, then, you get to choose greater and greater and greater constituents. Whatever you want. When I say greater, I just mean you have... Oh, let me take that up. I don't mean choose again. I mean... you can imagine. There's a difference between choosing and imagine. Okay. So if you understand all of this, that you know you can tap into all of this stuff, then you can begin to see how you could sit in close proximity to people and tune into their body's past life. Just as you tune into your body's past life, you could sit and tune into somebody else's past life. Well, if you can to give a reading and tune into somebody else's past life and tell them all these things about themselves, why are you not willing to do that for yourself? And when you do that in the same way, you haven't imagined, as in the verb, you haven't imagined their past lives, but you have pictured their past lives. That's imaginative minding. Okay. And you can do that. Which means if you can do it for them, you can do it for yourself. Why do you go into past lives and saying, well, I guess all that crap shit. Well, do you not understand then that you're going into past lives for yourself or often for others merely because you have memories of all the bad, wrong stuff you've done, and so therefore, if you continue, that must have been in your life. Why? It wasn't. So why find a life somewhere that has that in it and say, well, there I am. What I tried to do is to say, look, if your body is your soul, is your eternal being, then something that you have done, when I say you have done, I mean you have done it through your body. You've manipulated your body to do something. Something that you are really, 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 really proud of. Then in doing that, golly whiz, you are actually doing your soul and you're doing your eternal being. If you tell me those things that you are proud of in that in your body, I will give you a picture of your eternal being. But you don't want that. What you want to say, no, I want an eternal being that does better than the stuff I've done. Wait a minute. If I can awaken you to eternal being, waken you and your body and your soul to your eternal being in that regard, such that what you are living, you are willing to live eternally, as in your eternal being, golly whiz, then then you can imagine what it is you truly desire, and that will be yours. You do not have to manifest things to you to prove who you are, which is mostly what you're doing. Oh, come on, tell me I'm continuing, I'm good, I'm better, etc. So I want all this shit in my life. Okay, you don't have to manifest things to you. I can look at the very heart and soul of the things you have done and say, that is you. Why? Because what you've done gives me an image. I don't judge it, it gives me an image. It's an image of your eternal self. Oh, by golly whiz, if you have an image of your eternal self, could you not just continue expanding that image of your eternal self? And in doing that, are you not then expanding the image of yourself, the self and life of yourself? Wait a minute, I think I said here, if you want an eternal life in this regard, then you have to renew yourself and recur yourself. Why not? You've got all the tools. Why don't you renew and recur the eternal self you truly desire? Well, you don't recur it, but you live on the recurring, the wave of recurring life. I mean, a continuing life, the wave of continuing life, and you constantly renew and recur yourself in that way. The universe says, I'll carry you along. How about that? Am okay? No charge. No ticket. Okay. So, life will gladly carry you along, but life would appreciate it if you would renew and recur yourself all along the voyage. How about them apples? You see, you don't want life to recur. You want you to recur. Well, then get on the wave of life. You don't want, it doesn't matter to you whether life continues or not. You want to continue. Well, then get on the wave of continuing life and reoccur at every moment or at every lifetime. What's wrong with that? Okay. So you can do a reading. Now, if you can do a reading, I don't understand how you can then look back and not see. Because that in the reading, you're recurring. There is nothing, if you do a reading and give somebody five lives, there's nothing in those five lives that said life one caused or continued, the lives are recurring. Nothing in them shows that they are causal or continuing. So, you've experienced past lives, or some of you have done past lives, or done regressions of those, and etc. There was never any continuance in those lives. There was no, let's call it, no empirical evidence of continuing in those lives. It was this life, one frame. That life, second frame. Third life. Another frame. You inferred them as a continuation. There's no evidence of that. But what I'm trying to do is to say there is evidence of emergent, there's evidence of entanglement, there is evidence of recurring, there is evidence of all sorts of this stuff. Now let's put that together and say, doesn't it tell you a different story? That's my side of the wall. Okay. Well, anyway. The problem was that in not recognizing yourself in a new body, you see, if you changed, you wouldn't recognize yourself. So in each lifetime, you don't recognize yourself in a new body. So what you tend to do in each new lifetime is you strive to learn, to grow, to cultivate yourself, to cultivate faith, to say, okay, it's all new, it must be continuing from something. You're trying to establish a continuance. What if you don't recognize yourself? So what? Why don't you just get on with the life that you are? Why do you have to, oh, well, yeah, this looks like I used to be. Why would you want to be as you used to be? You got a fresh start. Well, I won't recognize myself. Good. So, the universe offers you all of this, and yet you would rather forsake all of these offerings of the universe to play the game of continuing. And what you do is, nothing of that shows that you do continue. Nothing. So, and in that then, you become discontent. Because you can't prove, show, you can't, anything about continuing at all makes nothing you can show to prove that that's the case. So you discontent yourself. Now, what the hell are you going to do in that regard to become content? Well, I got news for you. There ain't nothing you can do like healing. There ain't nothing you can do to content yourself. There's a lot you can do to stop discontenting yourself, but you can't stop. You can't do something to content yourself. You know, if you would stop trying to continue, you would, and listen to what the offerings are of the universe. You don't have to listen to me. Listen to the offerings of the universe. You would be surprised about the lack of discontent in your life and the overwhelming excitement and passion that occurs. That passion and excitement is wrung out of you like wringing a dishcloth, is wrung out of you as you continue the same old stuff over and over. Well, okay. Well, there we are. Anybody, that I've talked enough. Anybody got any questions?
All right, just
want to hear
it again, so I
listen
to it on tape. No questions, though.
That was
pretty good.
Okay. Then I'll just go to one more thing. What occurs to in all of this, what occurs to you is not you. And what discontents you is not you either. Does that make sense?
I can't explain it.
What occurs to you occurs to your body. That's not you. What discontents you discontents your body. That's not you.
Hmm.
You see what you've done?
What about what comes to mind?
Okay.
Meaning, it occurs to me that I have this question about
wait just a minute. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Does it come to mind or come to brain?
Oh.
And
I don't.
Does what you imagine
come? What's the difference?
Does imagine come to mind or does imagine come to brain?
I'll never be able to distinguish.
Oh, yes, you will. But you won't with that statement. You just threw yourself back on your side of the wall. Yes, you can. What comes to brain is only of the ilk that you have lived and experienced before, what comes to mind is that which you have never experienced before.
Oh, like memories versus memory.
That's right. Memories are of brain, and memory is of mind.
Oh, okay.
So, as long as then you are coming to mind, in other words, you're imagining, not the imagined per se, but the act of imagining or the act of reoccurring or the act of discontenting or trying to content yourself, that's braining. That's your body. Let your body live by its memories. It depends upon you. You need your body to live by its memories. But you don't have to live by your memories. In fact, you shouldn't. You live by memory. You live by imagination that you truly desire. You don't try to cause what you remember you wanted or enjoyed or disliked before. That's braining. That's your body stuff. I don't mean to turn down your to disassociate, I mean to negate your body stuff. What I'm saying is let, as somebody said, your body pay itself, or the memories, but you don't have to do that. You can live your body and be okay with that, but you, all the struggles that you are going through right now, you will continue those. You can function your body without, like driving your car, you don't have to live every ache and pain in your car. You don't have to live every ache and pain that that your body senses and has, and it begins, wait a minute, now let me see now, let's go here. What about your not living your body telling you what's going on, but you tell your body, senses, what to sense? Damn, you know, that's not choosing, is it? You tell your body what to sense, that's imaginative minding. And in that then, you sense that you are not living as what your body senses, because it only senses what it remembers. You can tell it to sense what you desire. And when it senses what it remembers, it's going to, well, I remember this, 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 and this. You choose. But you better choose right, and you better make the right judgment. Tell your body what to sense. Create the image, and then you sense that. You've no choosing there. Okay, well, we'll stop there for now. We'll do something. Continue it tomorrow, next week. Hopefully I got you to at least peek over the wall.
I think so. For me, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Okay, well, if there aren't any questions, we'll stop there for tonight.
Good night for now.
Good night for now.